it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sorry, 2 drops of a podcast in 1 week.
I mean, this is like 2 drops on 1 hole. Bad news for your score, but great news for your practice.
Oh, I just... Great news for the amount of golf you're getting in.
Thank you. I do wonder, there's a logic there. If I'm paying for a round of golf at somewhere nice and I play really badly, I'm hitting more shots. I'm getting better value for money. I had this the other day. I played at Rye the other day and we played foursomes.
Oh, yeah, down south Kent.
Yeah. Mm. By the sea. A beautiful course. The fairways look like waves of the ocean. You know, that sort of rippling.
Now, do you know why that is? I actually know why that is.
Because it's sand underneath?
Now, that's not the reason I was told that they're rippled like that. Because there's a golf course I play in Peterborough.
Yeah.
Peterborough Milton. And this was a fact that was given a long time ago. So it might not actually be Peterborough Milton where I was told this fact. But it was definitely about why it's wavy on golf courses. This is actually a really good golf fact.
Well, come on. Well, I know. Well, okay. Is it to do with crops? Hello. There's a face there.
Some, okay.
For the people who aren't in the room.
So
eyebrows move then.
I was told that when you get golf courses which are proper wavy, which yeah. sometimes they are, aren't they? When you think about some fairways that are undulate up and down and up and down and up and down.
You've got it at Muswell Hill.
I was told it was because a lot of the golf courses
yep.
during your friend of mine,
the
World War II,
Second World War,
were made into.
Get off the course. We're growing potatoes.
Really? Do it for the country.
Oh, I've got to stop chipping because people need chips.
I didn't mind that at all, actually.
Okay. So I had to pay £40 to play on a Sunday at this golf course with a member.
Right.
That's punchy, I think. Actually, for a weekend golf, it's not punchy. Let's be honest. It's dead posh. Like, it's one of the nice. It's in the top 20, possibly even 15, possibly even 10 courses I've ever played. It's a beautiful golf course.
Wow.
So I really retract the £40 being too expensive.
Don't you love those when you stumble across those really good ones that cheap?
Oh, yeah. Ridiculous. But it's because I was playing with a member. If I wasn't playing with a member, it would have been like a kidney. Anyway, I was thinking, well, this is a two-ball course, right? Two-ball course, for those of you not familiar, it means you can't play more than two balls. And if there's four of you, you play foursomes.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm only hitting half the shots. So surely I shouldn't pay as much.
I think that's really annoying. I've never played a round of golf where they've said that.
Yeah.
I think that would really frustrate me. Don't tell me how I can play my golf.
Yeah,
I want to play stroke play.
You've got to do. Well, you could do stroke play two balls, but you've got to be only two humans there.
Oh, so you couldn't do stroke. Oh, so you could do alternate shots if there's four of you.
Two ball max. It's a two ball course thing.
Two ball. I see what you mean by.
And apparently, Littleston in Kent, where I always play, used to be like that. And then one day they all, you know, had one of their meetings, and decided to go. You know, normals.
Is my farm fact true, do we think?
Yeah, well, because I've heard that about Muswell Hill. That it used, not for the war, but I've heard that about Muswell Hill, the ripple is because it used to be farmland. But the ripple, when I look at the course at Rye, it wasn't as regular, whereas at Muswell Hill, it's regulated. It looks like a tractor has furrowed.
Yeah.
But Rye, it was just a very sort of random, almost AI generated. It's beautiful. It's a gorgeous.
It's almost like the winds of time.
Oh, hello.
The winds of time.
Who's your greenkeeper? Oh, it's a guy called Old Father Time.
W.O. Time.
He just goes out there, he does it. It was gorgeous. And do you know what, Tom? And I know this is an email special.
It is, this is why we're doing this, by the way. We've got so many emails to get through.
But can I just say, I'm just playing so well. I just played so well. I just love it so much. It's just like, I've got into a groove where I know that the club goes there, slot in on my body and swing my body around. And it just means I can enjoy myself. And when shots go wrong, I think, it's all right. Go back to the thing. It's all fine.
I was going to save this for an episode in the future, but I should do it now. It's funny how different parts of your game go and come back, isn't it? I find that really fascinating, because a part of my game that for so long I didn't even put the clubs in my bag for so long because I couldn't hit them was my woods.
Yeah,
I was screwed. Anything further than a 4-iron,
and now,
oh, the best part of my game.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know, I've had a swing change and it's all a lot slower ish see the TikTok live stream the other day.
Oh yeah,
it's a bit fast there.
No, but some of your, every time I said slow it down, so you feel like you're in slow motion. Every time we did that, you hit the sound of it.
Different just sound, wasn't it?
A sound, man.
But it's just funny because my irons have deserted me.
Have they?
Oh, God.
Have they?
Even the old TG Classic went over the ball.
Really?
Slam it into the floor.
That's interesting.
Didn't work. Couldn't hit them. I was thinning. I was fatting. It was just even shots like, how depressing is this? 100 yards out. For me, that was my favourite shot in golf.
Love that.
Pitching wedge, 100 yards out.
Yeah.
Pitching wedge, 100 yards out. I was missing the green.
Every time.
A lot. Than I'd want.
I think that would be the cruelest thing, to be going to your shot that you know is your banker. And for me, that is absolutely a banker.
Yeah.
Going to that, walking up to that shot and feeling... That would be really cruel, because golf is famously a cruel game. But
my irons have deserted me.
It is a bit like, you know, your favourite football team, and there's always someone good injured. You know, my driving's out for another 6 weeks with a, you know, ligament issue. Do you know what I mean? And then that player comes back, and then
something else.
My putting's got to go on international duty for a while. There's always one of them naffing off.
It's funny though, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're all in the same room for one round a year. That's a good day.
Should we do some emails?
I mean, that's what we're here for. Right, so the first one I've got, can I just say, on our little system here, is this one from Friday from Dave Saville. Is that what you're looking at?
No, I've not got Dave, so why don't you start with Dave's?
Okay, so this is from Friday. The title is Lake Balls. And for a second, I read it and thought it said Like Balls.
Oh, you've gone all the way back.
Yeah.
This was the first email. Right, I see what you've done. So this is... This is a behind-the-scenes podcast thing. You've gone from the bottom, I've gone from the top. Let's go from the bottom. It's fine.
So, but is this the earliest one, yes?
Yes, this is the earliest one. Dave, Lake Balls.
Love this. Like Balls. Dave likes balls. First of all, I love your podcast. I've binged about 20 episodes in the last 3 days. We love that when people say that. It makes this stupid thing feel very worthwhile. So thank you, Dave.
I always worry when people listen back to them all. We've got so many emails recently. People go, I've just binged them all.
Yeah.
I'm like, God. Did we not get repetitive at times? Because I can't remember what we've said in these shows.
I know. And I do find myself triple guessing and going, sorry, we might have mentioned this before. So I think we now have to have a new rule, which we're coming up with here on the spot, which is we are never allowed to say, I know I've mentioned this before. We just do it.
Just tell the story.
Commit.
So if this is the first episode you've joined on, all you need to know, I play off 10-ish. I once played the JCB. Tom plays off 5-ish. He once played Dornoch.
That's basically everything you've missed.
That's the show.
I've been playing golf for 4 years. I've got down to a 5 handicap. Superb. That's amazing.
Well done.
I always want to play the same ball when I play and when I practice. That's interesting. We've talked about that before. I just said I'm not going to say that anymore.
God.
But we have, because it's...
Ding,
you go,
ding.
You go and practice with your yellow crap pinnacle or whatever, and it's a harder, crisper, different ball with all sorts of different weight on it. And especially when you're down to 5, you want to be chipping. It's things like chips. You want to use your softest, best ball because it's a feel thing. So you should practice with your best balls. I completely agree. I'm 18 years old. I want to use Pro V1s. I obviously spent loads of money on Pro V1s over the last few years, and I'm sick of it. So one day I said enough is enough, and I tried Lake Balls. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Pro V1X Pearl grades were exact and brilliant. So I've done some research, used my coach's TrackMan, and I saw next to no difference.
Oh,
this
wow.
is good.
I love stuff, a listener that's done their research.
I saw next to no difference between a Pearl grade Pro V1 and a Pro V1 that's been used, and there was next to no difference. I'd love to send you guys some golf balls and see what you think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hello. What? Yes. Hi. Are you on? Yes, hard yes. I think until...
Hang on, he says... I'm going to email him back while you do a talk.
Fine. I do think there is a point that you get to with your golf where it does make sense to start using nice golf balls. I definitely use nice golf balls way too quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I was off 18, 20, losing four balls around, going to £17.50 worth of golf balls because I was losing fresh Pro V1s.
Yeah.
There's so many studies as well online as to the quality difference of lake balls. And for as far as I know, as long as they've not sat in water for years and years and years and become corroded, and most of them haven't, and especially if you get a pearl, the best thing to do is to get one of the newer variations of the Pro V ones, because then it can't have sat in a lake for a million years.
So, because you know, I've got a lake balls, I've got a massive bag of them in my locker. And
you always do. It's always the start of season price when he gets his new lake balls out and puts them in locker. These will get me through the summer.
You wait, lads. You wait. I'll be playing with this one on Christmas Day. And it's about 70 or 80 quid. And I'm slightly concerned. I think they come from America. Because they've got the Pro, I like the TP5X. I like, you know, the ones with the picks on.
Yeah. The picks, the Teleme picks. Yeah.
Really like those. Fleetwood plays with those. And you see cuts on them. You do see cuts, and that's pearl. So you see little cuts on them. And I do fear that they're softer. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, and I do fear that they cut more easily.
Do you think professionals play more than one round of golf with one golf ball?
Oh, mate, that's a great question.
I don't think they do, because I played Gerrard's Cross in North London area on Sunday. Yeah. Had a god-awful round of golf, played awful, but didn't lose any golf balls.
Yeah.
And my Pro V1 by the end of that round was battered. It's pretty bad.
Was it a brand new one?
Yeah, it was one of my tour ones that I stole from the Challenge Tour.
But you don't know the provenance of those. Is provenance the right word? You don't know the provenance of those. Like, did those come from a, were they really brand new, or had they been hit for a while?
Right, they might have been hit for once.
Which might be why they got softened up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this was great. Hang on, I'm just sending our address to...
Oh, God. God, this really is the admin episode. I'm going to jump to the next one. Genevieve Beer.
I mean, what a name. Do you think that's a real name?
It must be. And what a lovely name it is. Oh, my God. I've not read any of these emails beforehand, but this is Genevieve Beer. Yes.
Come on.
Hello, both. Get in touch as requested.
Yeah.
I'm a female listener. Hey, boys, come get the girls in. No, bring your girlfriends. It's fine.
Yeah, go on, they'll love it here. It's just banter.
Now, I feel, do you know what? I'm going to say this, Genevieve, and I say it to our female listeners.
I think it's Genevieve. It's J-A-N-E-V-E. Genevieve.
Sorry. Genevieve.
Can
what
I
was
also
I
say,
her? Genevieve.
Your dog Turtle is sitting in the corner of the room and just made the most fabulous noise.
What did she do? Oh, yeah.
She's saying I'm a female listener.
Yeah, she's a female listener. I feel bad. Not Genevieve.
Genevieve. Miss Beer.
Because for so long with this podcast, I've been wrongly picturing a group of blokes.
Yeah.
And that is not what this show is. No. And these emails prove it. Okay. I'm a female listener all the way over on the other side of the world in New Zealand.
So far, the only female listeners we've got are Dubai and New Zealand.
Yeah, not
Why don't
quite
British
UK-based.
Females like us?
Yeah, that's my life story. New to golf. I only started playing in October and stumbled across your podcast on socials.
Okay.
It is laugh out loud hilarious. Correct. And I stick it out on the poster. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing all the little anecdotes and stories from back home in the UK. As an example of how my golf is going, today I was 1 under after 7.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
What?
Who are you?
Straight off the course when that happens.
How, you may ask? When? I've only been playing since October. Well, the fact the next 11 holes I was 20 over should tell you. Consistently inconsistent.
Yeah.
That, pause in an email. I love the moment when an amateur golfer has that realization that when you're at 18, you've probably got all the shots in you. But you're just inconsistent. And you'd speak to amateur golfers and they're like, but like... I can hit that shot, but I just can't do it all the time. And like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's consistency that's the game at that level.
Absolutely.
Not whether you can even... It's not that you can't hit the shot.
Yeah.
So you can't hit the shot enough.
It's knowing that you've got the right thing out of the cupboard. When you go to your shot supply in your little, you know, your cupboard and you pull something down and when you get to like 5 or 6 or whatever, you know it's going to work.
Yeah.
And that just comes. That'll happen. You've done well. She sounds like she's amazing. She's only been playing since October.
Consistently inconsistent. Every hole is a mystery. Mm. And that's why I bloody love it so much. Yes. Well and truly addicted now. Far too enthusiastic and running rings around some of the other ladies at the club. Granted, they're almost over 80 years old, so not hard. Keep up the great work. I'm spreading the word in the Southern Hemisphere for you and already upping your listener count.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Thank you, Janine.
Ding, Beer. 3. Royal Wellington Golf Club.
That sounds delicious.
Proper posho.
It sounds very colonial as well. I imagine there's people walking around just being very much... When I used to live back in the homeland, all the expats over there.
Royal Wellington.
Royal Wellington. Wellington, gorgeous.
You'll know this, Tom, because I just... Yeah, okay, very helpful then. Yeah. North or South Island?
Here we go. It's North Island.
Guess?
No.
Okay. Email us. Because it's probably not right.
Oh, I've got that wrong. Martin Barrow Starkley. Hi, Tom. Great name, first of all, Martin. By the way, we need to have ads. Should we have ads now?
Yeah, let's see what Barrow Starkley's got to say after some adverts. Stand yes.
By. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18+. Welcome back to part 2 of our email special. Hi, Tom. This is Martin Barrow Starkey. Geneve Beer and Martin Barrow Starkey. Are these just... Are we being catfished?
It sounds like the name on University Challenge.
Yeah.
Barrow Stockley, Oxford. Isn't it?
Yeah. Barrow Starkey definitely went to Oxford. Barrow Starkey, Oxford. Hi, Tom. Just recently got into your pod and really enjoy it. I have two subjects. Big handicap movements. I'm 53 and finally got to a point in my life where I could play more golf. Someone got sacked. Always been a low 20s handicapper, but had lessons all winter. Hello. And in the last week or so, it's really starting to click. Oh, I'm glad for you, mate. That's wonderful, that moment when it's starting to click. Consequently, my scores have gone from mid to high 90s to high 80s. It's a great feeling. However, I'm right in the middle of proper banditry territory, where if I enter a competition, I'd probably win by miles, as it takes a while for a handicap to drop. So I've scored 44 points in my last two rounds.
Yes, you're annoying.
Which I submitted cards as general play to start the ball rolling on reducing my handicap. What is your advice? Just enter and enjoy the ride, or keep submitting general play cards until it's what it should be? That is a really difficult moment. If your handicap is, if you're doing 44 points, that's obviously, and you know it, absurd, and you don't want to annoy people. That's the thing. If you're at your club, you don't want to annoy people, because it dismantles the whole premise of a handicap.
Isn't the answer to this really simple? Shouldn't we all be inputting every round of golf we play in, and we'll watch our handicaps accurately?
What they do in America.
Yeah, well, this is...
Yes, you should do it. You should be just doing
Martin, that's
cards.
If you're in the UK, which I don't, you don't say whether you are or not, but if you are in the UK, the rationale is here that every single round you do, you input your card.
If you can play, you know, say you've got Stableford in 3 weeks' time, play four times, do four or five cards in the next 3 weeks.
And then your handicap reflects your current game.
That's what I was saying to my son. He was doing a round the other day. I don't want to do a card. Yeah, just do the card. Get your handicap up, even if it's nines all the way. Get your handicap
just
into a place.
Have it reflect what's true. I've given that advice, but I am reaping the non-rewards.
Good.
Sort of
structure.
I'm reaping the rewards, but the opposite of that.
Well done.
Of not following my own advice, because I play off 10.
Yeah.
So I'll go, like, Keith, for example, Em's dad gets mentioned on the show all the time, will make me play off 10 if I go and play a round of golf with him.
But that is the handicap thing. That is the new world handicap thing, where 10 is you and your absolute best day. Like, 5 is me and my absolute best day. But so actually, you're going to go and play to 14. So a handicap of 10 is hard. That's punishing you, really.
But that's why I should be putting more cards in.
Yeah.
Because then it would just go up and reflect it better.
The other topic that Martin brings up, golf trip prizes. I'm going with 5 mates to the Algarve in May for 6 days of golf. That's why he's keeping his cards.
Jealous, yeah. That's what he's doing. Your points.
36. Yeah, I'm off 36. I'm in charge of the buying the prizes. Budget is about £20 per day for total prizes. So a winner each day nearest the pin, etc. In your view, oh, Martin, this is a great question. What are good prizes and what are rubbish? Balls are obvious, but some people are a bit ball snobby. Yeah, well, yes, see our previous message, in fact. Last year, to be different, I got socks, but that went down like a leblon. Yeah, socks is crap.
Yeah.
Towels. I've won towels twice, and I really love them. I like having spare towels.
Towels, as in the towels that you attach to your bag?
Yeah, not the one you clean your balls with. Well, you actually attach to your bag. Yeah, no, like a nice tightless towel. They're only like 15 quid.
Yes, but I would never replace my towel because I love my towel.
Golf glove.
Golf glove is great.
Golf glove is great. Everyone loves. Every time I put a new golf glove on, I think, yep, oh, I should do this more often.
Luxury.
It is.
Yeah. Gloves is a great one. I think it's really nice as well. You could do this when you get to the Algarve, is before you play around a golf, get a head cover, a driver head cover,
yeah,
from the club you're playing in.
Lovely.
Because I love all the drivers we have from Cobra, and they look really good.
Yeah.
But when you have like three woods in your bag, so driver and two woods, and they all have the same head cover, yeah, it looks a bit my first day at golf.
Yeah, it does.
When the guys that rock up, I'm so envious of, this is the sort of golfer I want to be.
Yeah.
Off like two.
Yeah.
Pencil bag.
Yeah.
Those little sticks in there, the alignment sticks. God, I don't know what they do.
I don't know why people have the alignment sticks.
Yeah, but the only good golfers have them.
I would get them and use them to whip myself with when I hit bad shots.
Pencil bag. Sticks. Blades. And then driver, or the driver in the woods would be brand new, but the head covers are like Royal St. George 1997, yeah, or something. I flipping love that golfer, man.
I really like the, you're absolutely right. I love picking up the bits and bobs from golf shops around the world. It's like whenever people go away playing golf, I'm always like, get me something.
Yeah. Something. I got you something. I've not brought it with me.
Report from Portugal, yeah.
I've got something.
Well, next time. My God.
Annoyingly, I brought it on the record, and it was in my bag,
oh my,
and it's on my side now. I've got two of them, one for me, one for you.
Amazing, right?
I got you something.
Good. Excellent.
Sorry, but I do think maybe a nice little prize is, here's a voucher or something to go and spend in the pro shop.
I think you want to see a thing.
Yeah, but don't you want a t-shirt from the club playing at?
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, yeah.
So you go, well, you've won, let's go, yeah, and get you a t-shirt that fits,
yes,
you.
So you give a voucher, but you say, but I'm escorting you and I'm going to make sure you buy something to wear or something
now,
branded. Yeah.
Because if you're not,
nice,
you've got to buy a large, and all my,
yes,
favourite golf tops are the ones that fit me perfectly.
Yes,
so you go,
that,
you've won a golf top from the course you've just won on.
But that way you get a little memento of the place and you carry it with you to next round. Yeah, that's really good. So I was socks. Why did you get them?
Socks is a bad idea. Socks is a bad idea, man.
I've got some pants. All right, Martin, this is getting weird, mate. I think we might go on a different holiday next year, mate.
I also think as well, an advice I once got about presents is, if your budget is quite low, spend that in a ludicrous way.
Yes.
Let me explain this.
Go on.
You got a £20 budget. You're not going to buy someone a very good driver. But you are going to buy someone a very good ball marker.
Yeah.
Or a very good pitch repair thing. A £20 pitch thing.
Yeah,
a little repair
is
going to be unreal.
That's great advice. I have got a really swanky pitch mark repair and I love it. I think it's a Cobra one, but it's sexy and it looks like a really good bit of metal. I've also got a couple of really expensive looking ball markers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you're absolutely right. If you spend £10 on a ball marker, that's going to be so cool.
So looks.
Yeah, good advice.
Is that all from his email?
Richard's next.
Hello, Richard. Hi, Toms. Love the podcast.
Stop it.
Started listening a few months ago and had to start from the beginning and recently caught up while driving to and from work to my job as a primary school teacher.
Oh, Richard, you do God's own work. Thank you very much for everything you do.
Unfortunately, this reduces the chances I get out on the course,
yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah.
Don't you finish at 3? It's great in summer.
The worst thing.
Don't you finish at 3, mate?
Oh, you get long holidays. Oh, why are you crying?
Therefore, when I'm lucky enough to get out there and actually manage to hit my drive right down the middle of the fairway, fewer times than I prefer,
amen,
only for me and the guys I'm playing with to be unable to find the ball is rather frustrating, for want of a better word. Mm. It's not my fault that the pros have thousands of spectators or patrons watching and keeping an eye on the ball, so I think we should put a petition together for a rule change for the more standard golfers. If everyone playing agrees the ball is in play, despite the ball not being found, should not result in a drop a ball penalty. This is great.
I think that is so sensible.
Yeah, so
and
do
it
I.
Will save so much time. And
yep,
also, a moderate way of introducing this absolutely brilliant idea is to do it over winter. Because we all know that's when you really lose them, in the wet. So I had this a lot last week, Richard. The ball's just dying in these puddles of, you know, mud right next to the green.
Yeah.
So you do it under leaves. And look, guys, we all know it was around here somewhere. And everyone will go, yeah, man, don't worry about it.
Just, sure. Yeah, you don't need to take a penalty.
Tricky when you're doing cards, I guess, but...
It is tricky when you're doing cards. That moment of hitting a drive down the middle of the fairway, I have actually got an exact one. There is one moment in the middle of summer where I hit this lovely drive. I think I was playing Greetham Valley in Peterborough. Yeah. Lovely drive down the middle of the fairway. Couldn't find it.
It's just, it's so annoying.
It's just like, it's on, here guys. Somewhere, just let
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I know. It really, especially if it's early on in the round and stuff like that. I think that is, also, I've always thought that, by the way, whenever I watch, and I've never voiced that thought. So thank you for voicing that thought, really.
But it is almost unpoliceable and not workable.
Of course, it's never going to happen. I think it's a slightly Donald Trump approach to golf. That is apparent by all accounts what he does. But I've always thought when I'm watching pro golf and they hit it towards crowds, well, they're all going to find that, no? They never really, very rarely, properly lose them. And that's not necessarily because they're all amazing. It's because there's people everywhere and they always find the ball.
Someone mentioned this. It might have been when Richard's email popped into my email and I briefly read it before the podcast. Or it might be an email we're going to get to later. Someone saying, you know, but the pros always find it because they've got people to find the ball.
Yeah.
But on one hand, the pros always find it because they've got people to find the ball. Yes.
Yeah.
Pro. Con. 10,000 people watching.
Yeah.
That surely would make my game worse. Was the 10,000 people watching me than the people finding my ball.
Mate, not for me. I love playing in front of a crowd. Being let through, being played through, one of my favourite things.
Yeah.
Watch this, guys.
We had about 80 people watch us in one moment on TikTok the other day and I crumbled. Absolutely crumbled. Richard says, currently handicap is 12.8.
Very good.
But with our new rule change, I've no doubt the PJ and Liv will accept me. I'm sure this can be down into the single figures by the end of summer. Excellent. Keep up the good work, Richard C.
Thank you, Richard. Let us know how your summer goes, please, because obviously you'll have a lot of time off work. But, you know, we are interested in people's targets. If you are trying to get single figures.
Do you even do anything about your teacher?
All right, Ali.
A lot of my friends are teachers.
Yeah, to be fair. A lot of my favourite people are teachers of my kids. Ali Cunningham has been on.
Show regular.
What would your, the Tom's, go-to purchase be at a pro shop? Picture the scene. I love this.
I will picture it.
I don't need to picture the scene because also this guy, Ali, has sent in a little picture.
Can you see the picture? Okay, an email.
Yeah. He's got a picture of his bag. He's got a lovely putter cover.
Oh, see, what Ali has got set. Ali's setup there is what I was talking about earlier about those. Look at those Titleist blades.
The Macrihanish Golf Club, 1876, bright yellow putter cover. That is absolutely beautiful. Oh, these pictures are gorgeous. Oh, my word.
Right, I'm feeling this is a little bit unfair for the audio-only guys. This almost looks like a link. Yes, it is Linksy. Very Linksy.
Scotland, it's got to be Scotland.
It looks beautiful. What a great day for it as well you had there. Maybe slightly burnt out. Is it on the hills, my God,
it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
You're at Top Course, says Ali, and you are able to buy just one item. I'm very partial to a putter head cover. As seen the picture. I've got my lovely putter head cover from my home course. Ah, right, okay, there we go. So glorious down the links. That is his home course.
Yeah.
The one that I just mangled when I said that. He's also got he's got mismatching head covers. That's exactly what you should do.
Yeah, it's proper.
It's
golf.
Right by the sea. Look at that picture. Tom Green, just describe the picture postcard. Oh, God, Ali.
So it's blue skies with a spattering of sort of dusty clouds. The green is immaculate. It's one of those huge Linksy greens. A slight bit of burnt on the side. Yeah. Looks like there's no wind whatsoever. It looks like a glorious day for golf.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Genuinely, would it be weird for me to make that my screensaver on my iPad?
Yes, it would. You can't remove your wife and your kids for that.
Another man's golf shot.
All you've got to do, Ali, is put that in a pencil bag. Put your clubs in a pencil bag and you've got the ultimate bag.
He's got a lovely bag.
He's got a lovely bag, but the swag.
He's got a Titleist stage ride, dude. They're nice, a nice bag, that is. It's a nice bag, bruv. So, hang on. So, the perfect thing to buy... yeah, I know what you mean about the putterhead cover. I've got one from Trevose in Cornwall, which is my favourite place in the world. I think if I'm in the shop and I'm feeling a little bit crazy, I... would again, it's, this speaks to what we were talking about earlier on clothing. I love just a really nicely cut jumper, just a really nice jumper with the crest of a golf club on. Another question which Ali asks, by the way, this is a great, this is the, probably the most niche question we've ever had on.
Very quickly, so, but, and then we will move on.
Oh,
for
right,
me,
sorry.
It's always t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, sorry, no, I was going, yeah, yeah, I was going to come
always t-shirts, and then we could just move on.
Yeah, t-shirts is nice.
I've
but
always,
with the crest on, right?
Of course, with the crest.
Yeah.
That jumper I bought at the Open.
Yes.
I wore that to a wedding. Under a suit. So I'm getting my money's worth because it's 140 quid.
Yeah, to be fair.
What a joke. Yeah, anyway, next part of Ali's email.
Do you have a favourite club crest? So mine would be the Rolls of Monmouth, which is where I played a lot of my golf as a kid, which is a beautiful course in the borderlands between England and Wales in the south. And it is a crest of a scroll being held, a hand holding a scroll.
Oh, wow.
And it was, I don't really know why, it was the insignia of Charles Rolls, who owned the land. Charles Rolls off of Rolls Royce.
Yes.
And that's the crest there.
Favorite crest
is a superbly niche question.
You've almost out niched me, but let me bat back.
Go on.
The crest from Preston Golf Club, which is the Preston Lamb.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know the Lamb?
Yeah.
It's part of the Preston North End football kit as well.
Is it
Preston Lamb or is it Lancashire Lamb? I don't think it's Lancashire Lamb. I think it's just a Preston thing.
I'm from South Wales.
Sorry. It would be the Preston Golf Club crest, which had the Lamb on, which was basically my whole childhood. Now, God, that's a niche question.
Love that. And I hope you've enjoyed the answer, that strange little walk into the past. Look, we've had... we haven't got much more time.
No.
But there's two more I want to do. Actually,
Hold
no,
on.
If we get those two done, if we get Joe and Anne...
We're through all the emails that we had to do.
Oh, superb.
So let's just get them done. Joe Lockyer. Hello, Toms. The range at my golf club, Woodbury Park, has just fitted top tracer and refurbished it. Get in!
Oh, you're going to love this email, Tom Green.
I've seen this here.
Oh, my God.
They put the top tracer and refurbished it. Great. They've tried making it a bit more appealing, and they've put speakers in. With the radio on.
That's a bang out of order. Allowable on a range. I think that's fine.
Allowable on a range.
I think we're going to discover why Tom Green's a fan of this.
As in hitting balls, I realised...
As I'm hitting balls.
Yeah. Typo. Sorry, I should have typed it. Recorded myself.
Yeah, well, you obviously wrote the original email. Joe Lockyer, anagram of Tom Green.
As I'm hitting balls, I realise, I recognise that voice. And who is it? It's Tom Green.
Oh.
Very surreal. And couldn't stop thinking about how the big G would rather be talking about golf. That is, I'm surprised I didn't talk about it now. I do a lot.
Calling him the big G. He'll start to refer to himself as the big G. If you now walk into a room and say, oh, it's the big G.
Oh, yeah.
That is Lockyer's fault.
Lockyer called it. should I put a suggestion in to try and get the podcast on instead? Yes. No, keep Hits Radio and keep their Rage Your Ticks coming. Mm. Love the pod. Rinse through the entire back catalogue in about a week. Dear God, I'm sorry about that. Mm. And now eagerly wait the new episodes. First email to the Toms.
Excellent.
The wet course pod really hit the feels. Oh, cheers, mate. Joe.
Bloody wet. And walking here today, we're recording this on a random Thursday. It's absolutely hooning it down outside.
Awful. It's awful. It's that part of the year, though, where we fluctuate almost breakneck from lovely blue skies, bit of warmth to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's wet again. Joe, that's gorgeous. Thank you very much for your email. And do, by the way, before we finish up, which we're about to do, keep these coming. Any emails about any niche topic, your favourite crest. Can you beat
God.
Most niche crests?
I actually think what's your favourite crest has out golf ruining my life. Golf ruining my life. That's too niche. What's your favourite crest is two golf is ruining my life.
I just love the idea. This happened to me once where someone's in a car listening to this and maybe there's someone else in the car with them who isn't into golf.
Yeah.
What the hell?
What's your favourite crest from Ali? Ali, I'm just going to put you in contact with a man called Matthew Holbrook.
Holbrook!
What's your favourite crest?
I remember driving back from a romantic weekend away and I was listening to We Have Ways, about a podcast all about Second World War. And how they made crops on golf courses. There was a 45-minute episode all about tanks. And I was so into it and I loved every second. And I just, at one stage, looked up and Beth was sitting next to me just staring at me. What is this? It's tanks, Beth.
Who
just
cares?
Tanks.
No, that sounds good. I would like that podcast.
The Toms at golfersruiningmylife.co.uk. Any emails about any golf-related topics? Anne Ndungu. I hope I've pronounced that properly.
I butchered Genevieve earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Female listeners.
Yes!
Hi,
three.
Tom and Tom.
Three, mate. We've got them all.
I am writing in response to a question you asked on your recent podcast. I do listen to your podcast every week. I'm a relatively new golfer, started playing during COVID, and my handicap is 15.1. I'm hoping to get to single figures soon. These guys coming through are so good. People who started during COVID, that's an interesting question. I wonder how many people who started during COVID, of which there are millions, are now hitting single figures. That's really impressive.
Wow, that will, yeah. And there'll be a lot of people doing that.
Yeah.
Who've fallen in love with it.
About 4 years.
4 years ago, yeah, wow.
I enjoy listening to your podcast. I can relate to a lot of your stories and experiences, some of which are hilarious. It's also nice to just listen to golf stories and nothing but golf. There you are, you have a female audience.
Yay! Yes. All right, ladies.
Golf.
Where were you when I was single?
Golf. All right. Just banter. Thank you very much, Anne. And just keep these emails coming, please, guys. Let us know how your golf is shaping up. The season's very nearly upon us. We're not far away. Whisper it from the master.
Oh, I've been getting the Instagram posts.
Yeah, me too. There's a serious issue, though, with the Masters weekend, because what we wanted to do was do some TikTok lives.
I'm glad you brought this up, actually.
Yeah, and I'm on a bloody stag do.
All right.
It's just banter. But I'm looking forward to stag do, because there's a lot of golfy people on the stag do.
Okay.
We're playing at a course called the Warwickshire on the Sunday.
The Warwickshire?
Yeah.
No, not played it.
No, well, I'll let you know how it goes.
So we were going to be content heavy during the Masters.
We were
live streaming. We were podcasting.
I know.
We were, you know, we could have even been there. No, price on the stag do.
Well, listen, I can do it on the Thursday night. I go on the stag do on the Friday.
Okay, fine. We'll do some on the Thursday.
We'll do it on the Thursday night.
But yeah, we'd love you. We really, really, it does warm the cockles of our hearts when these emails land. And we loved hearing about your lives and where in the world you are and the sort of golfers that you are. And yeah, we do genuinely love it when we get emails from you. And we do read them all and we try and get them all onto the show as well.
And often what happens is we read them. We've both got access to the email and we'll screenshot it and send it on our WhatsApp group with our producer guys going, guys, look at this. This is gorgeous, like the New Zealand one, for example. We spotted that and we were like, this is amazing. So it's great. Keep them coming, please.
So the Toms at Golf is really my life, @co.uk. And I really want to hammer this point home as well. If you only ever listen to the show and you want to watch the show, we've got a YouTube channel, Golf is Ruining My Life, where it's a lot of it's uncut and it's just it's the stuff that you might not hear on the show, but you could just put it on in the background and watch our faces move while the audio comes out of our faces.
Yeah, it's a really good way to listen to podcasts. And I think, do we get paid more when they listen on YouTube? Is that a thing or not?
We get paid
nothing anyway, but I think it's a bit more.
Yes, at some point when we hit some certain parameters, which you haven't yet hit.
Okay, when we hit those, we need to tell people hard, because they'll help us out by just listening to it on YouTube.
Easy. Yeah.
All right, loves, that was fun. Thanks, everyone.
Can I say, the email specials are one of my favourite bits of this show.
Yeah.
So do keep them coming in. The Toms at Golf is Ruining My Life.co.uk. Here's a fun stat. Most people listen to this show on Spotify, so do give us a review on Spotify if you're one of the slightly less that listen on Apple Podcasts, Apple Podcast reviews, much appreciated. And we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.